Shane Stridehorse is the chair of the Alberta Pulse Growers Commission. He joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Shane, thank you very much for joining us. The Alberta Pulse Growers is investing $500,000 into a research initiative that will address several challenges that include the risk of root rot and reducing the carbon footprint. Please, Shane, if I may, just a little bit of an icebreaker, comments on the fact that this investment has been made.
Yeah, well, thanks, Keith. So this commitment is part of a $3 million investment that we made earlier this year. It was approved over 5 years. I think we spoke about this a few months ago, and this is one of the projects that has come forward to help support research to help reduce the risk of root rot in pulses in Alberta.
The $3 million, as well as the $500,000 with this investment here, whereabouts is the money going, or do you know?
So this particular project, it's called the PEACE Project, which stands for P, Climate Efficient. And, our $500,000 will leverage over $6 million coming from quite a number of different sources, including Saskatchewan Pulse Growers, RDAR, or the Results Driven Agriculture Research Program, and Western Grains Research Foundation. So it's a very big project. It involves Genome Canada, Genome Alberta. And from what I've heard, the process to receive Genome Canada funding is quite competitive. So I think it really speaks very highly to the merit of this project. And, you know, also the leveraging opportunity speaks to the significant impact that our grower dollars can make to benefit our farmers.
From a pulse grower's perspective here, Shane, how much of a team effort is there in this project?
Oh, it's such a big project, and it's a great team project. I think it'll be led by researchers from the University of Calgary and the National Research Council in Saskatoon, but there's also numerous other institutions and scientists collaborating on this project.
Are you happy with the team that is in place? So much so that the investment was put there?
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I mean, there's a lot of scientists whose names are very familiar to people in the pulse industry that are well-known and well-respected. As we have talked about before, root rot is a big problem for facing pulses in Alberta and in Canada, and there's scientists that are very involved in this struggle, and they're involved in this project. And, you know, a couple of the goals, if I could just outline a few of the goals of this project, one of which, of course, is to help us with the fight with root rots, and maybe we can develop pea varieties that are less susceptible or possibly resistant to root rot. So that would be a tremendous outcome from this project.
How much has the carbon footprint and root rot affected the peas and lentils portion of the agriculture industry?
Well, I think that the carbon footprint aspect is one thing that maybe a lot of people don't consider. And, because peas and lentils and, other pulse crops, chickpeas, fava beans, are legumes. So, of course, we don't have to apply nitrogen fertilizer to them. And they can also reduce the need for nitrogen fertilizer for other crops in our rotation. So including pulse crops in rotation really reduces the carbon footprint of all of our crop rotations because, of course, carbon is required to produce the fertilizers that that are not required by these crops. And if we can develop varieties that are less susceptible to the diseases that face us, or another one of the deliverables hopefully is to develop some varieties that are maybe a little bit more able to thrive under some of the extreme weather we've been experiencing the last couple of years, so, you know, be a little bit more resilient to some of these climate challenges. We're hoping that we can expand pulse acres and at the very least maintain them, but hopefully expand them, and that'll further reduce the carbon footprint of our cropping systems in Canada.
Even before these investments were made, I'm talking about the $500,000 now and the $3 million earlier this year, how much progress in your estimation was made before this investment was put forward?
I guess it's all kind of things that are in the pipeline. I mean, so this $500,000 is part of the $3 million commitment. I think that commitment was a good signal to the research community that this is a major factor affecting our industry, and this is where we need to be focusing a lot of attention. So it'll be a slow process, of course, because the research has to be done, and We're really hopeful and optimistic that good outcomes will come from this, and hopefully we can make some progress. I mean, over the last 10 years or so, we've really been focusing on root rot research, but we haven't had a whole lot of positive outcomes other than identifying the disease, and not a lot of results to get rid of the disease at this point.
Yeah, I was going to ask here, Shane, with the investments now in place, and you mentioned the goals earlier in the interview of what this project entails, is the optimism there from the Pulse Growers Commission that the footprint and the risk of root rot can be reduced even more?
Yeah, I think there's quite a bit of optimism, and like I mentioned, this is a very large project involving a lot of institutions and scientists, and I think there's a very good possibility of positive outcomes from this. We do need some root rot resistance, and I think that will be one of the things that will come out of this project.
Shane Stridehorse is the chair of the Alberta Pulse Growers Commission. Shane, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith.